Welcome to Basket Talks new episode. This is Mirdemir Demirer from Basket Talks.
In this episode, we are with Joseph Jordan. Hi, Coach, how are you?
Hello, Demir.
Hello. I can do some physical touch after the Zoom calls and other things. Yeah. How's it going? Is everything great in Berlin, in Alba Berlin?
All is good. I'm happy here. How about you?
Good, thank you. Like, I joined your training 2 days ago. It was incredible. You are training with youth teams and the pro teams, and how they are going? Can you just describe a little bit?
I'm the assistant coach for the women's pro team. I started in last season. I'm also assistant coach of the girls under 16 team. My day is probably just like being with the women's team and then moving on to the under 16 team pretty much every day of the week.
Awesome. And you are still studying in university, but you accomplished amazing things. I want to make a flashback, and can you describe a little bit about your basketball background and your transition to be a coach?
Yeah, so I played all my life in Lebanon, only youth level, and then I moved on to coaching when I was 15, but I was only coaching like kids, 4 to 5 years old, like mini basketball. After that, I did some higher age groups. From that, I moved on to third division women in Lebanon, and we won the championship. We moved on to second division, and after that, I came to Berlin.
Yeah, and how is your coaching philosophy, coaching methodology maybe evolved during the years from Beirut to Berlin, and we can say after the Berlin?
Before, I was worried a lot of skills and stuff that wouldn't matter that as much as basics, but now for me the basics are the most important thing that you can have basketball games. So the better the basics, the better the team is, instead of the flashy crossovers and flashy moves and everything. Having a team that plays as a team is much better than having 5 players that play really good one-on-one.
And the German basketball really just shocked me when I saw you training, because we talked a little bit before, but I want to say it again, like, you trained transition offense and transition defense with under 16 girls, and we didn't saw it until we played for under 18. What do you think about the German basketball system? Like, you are taking kids from the bottom to professional level right now, so what are your thoughts about this?
I don't know about German basketball, but for us, what we try to focus on is just running as fast as we can on offense, but the base is playing very good defense. Full court, like in transition defense, and in half court too. So we build everything starting from defense. We try to get as many steals as we can, so we can go and get 2 easy points, the high percentage shots, instead of going slow in half court and playing in half court like really slow basketball.
Yeah, and I realized your players are very humble. They always say hello, or they are just shut out. Yeah. Like, like, see? And actually, I want to hear that maybe it's changing coach by coach, but what are your important things when you training players on and off the court?
The humbleness part, players are like pretty respectful and humble here in this country. This is not my job, you know. They are already very respectful kids. If you want to be in another team, you need to respect your teammates, you need to respect your coaches, and you need to respect your opponents. This is part of how we play, and if you want players to give their all, they need to be connected in a way where there's respect and there's like a good connection between them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you heard this question from your youth team players, but I want to make it in record right now. And what are your advices for young girls and young boys who want to be professional basketball in the future?
For me, it's just consistency, basics, having someone to ask questions to. It's very important for every youth to have not only one person, maybe several persons, but you know, I'm asking this person about tactical stuff, I'm asking this person about fitness stuff, and I'm asking this person about stuff that has to be to do with mental toughness. Or it could be one person. So having a mentor. Second thing is just focusing on the basics. Stronger your basics, more honestly you're gonna get flashy moves, yes. You're gonna get more buckets, you're gonna get more assists, you're gonna be more efficient. So basics first, and then everything else comes from reading and reacting. Consistency, like you need to be in the gym enough times to work on the things that you work on every day and get better at them. Like our youth teams and our pro teams, we practice 4 times every week. We have 1 day off and then we have 1 or 2 games in the weekend. Just being consistent and doing basics and having someone to ask questions to.
Again, I realized, as I said, you really shocked me when I saw you training. And your young players had really work ethic. Like when they go inside to the court, they are not starting doing shot, throwing from half court or, you know, the some football thing or something. They are starting to do form shooting.
Yes.
And after that, ball handling. And after that, you started the training. As you said, you are working with boys and girls. What are the biggest differences between men's and women's basketball?
First thing I would say, the verticality. This is a technical thing. Like, you don't see a lot of lob passes in women's basketball. You don't see someone passing over the defender or someone trying to jump over the defender because the difference in physicality with men and women. But this requires the women to play much more as a team compared to men. They need the 4 other players to help them create on court. And actually, they need the bench players to be supporting them, to bring the energy. And I think with women's basketball, it's a bit more of team basketball. I like it that way. And with men's basketball, no matter how good the team is and how much they play together, at the end, you're gonna go to your guys and they're going to get you the important buckets. They're going to play the one-on-one, get the first advantage and play out of it. With women's basketball, it's a bit more, hey, pass whoever is open.
Technical. Yeah, we were talking with Dan Huge, maybe you heard him. He's one of the best coaches in the WNBA and he won 4 championships back to back. He said the women basketball is more technical. When he worked with Sue Bird, some technical side of basketball, Sue Bird knows better than the Dan Huge because they are focusing on technical part, not a physical part, not dunking or, you know, that, as you said. And what are the most challenging parts of training with professional women basketball players?
Again, tactically or technically, it's the physicality. One player can be on your team or on the opposing team much stronger than everyone else on the court physically, so she can pretty much dominate the game. It's more of a team game with women, so you get to play defense a little bit more as a team, so to stop this player. So it's nice to see that. Another challenge, I would say, for me as a guy, get their trust, especially when you just start with a team, to get their trust. But after you get the trust, it's a very nice relationship.
Yeah, thank you. And I saw some posters. They are behind me right now. I want you to describe these posters. What are the most memorable memory of your times in Alba Berlin?
I showed you the reaction of our players after the semi-final series win. And we were playing at home. And I think it was one of the nicest moments because it was our first season in the first league of Germany. We realized in the first part of the season that we're doing really well. Halfway through the season, we're doing really good. We can compete with everyone. And then by the end of the season, we were in the playoffs. We started the semifinals winning 2-0 in 2 overtime games. We went to the quarterfinal. That was a quarterfinal. And then we went to the semifinal and we competed with one of the best teams here, the team that plays in Eurocup. It's not about how far we made it, it's the work, how it paid off at the end. Another moment I would say that is very special to me with this team is when we moved from second division to first division. So we were playing the semifinal of 2021-2022 season and we were still in the second division. So it was a semifinal game. We play in Mercedes-Benz Arena. The gym was pretty full. The atmosphere was amazing and we won the game and we just moved up. And this day is just really holds a special meaning for me and for most of our team, especially that we have most of the roster still with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you said you need to find the right mentor, right?
Yes, sure.
The most challenging and most tough thing is finding the right mentor. What would you give as an advice to finding right mentor? Like, how did you find the right mentor?
Don't rush right away when you decide you want to get a mentor. You don't have to have one mentor. You can get more information, I don't know, from you about this topic than from someone else about the same topic. Everyone knows a bit more about a certain thing, so just figure out who it is, try to approach them, and if not, be patient, you will find someone else.
Yeah, like I know from myself, as you said, I try to catch some information, some, you know, valuable things from everyone. I think I found my mentor. He is in Antalya, and he's actually, I want to shout out to him, to Buçkam and Burçin Badem. And he really teach me everything about the game, everything about the like business part, the organization part, which you are studying right now, right?
Yeah.
Basketball management. Yeah. And what are your philosophy of training players individually, the player development?
For me, it's teach the player the base of what I want to do against no defenders. Let them think about it, let them take their time, and as soon as they got it, I start giving them like easy reactions, like soft reactions. Instead of playing against a defender, sometimes I try to give them verbal signals, sometimes I show them signals, sometimes, I don't know, I show them colors, cones or whatever. They go from 1-on-0 to soft reactions to playing against dummy defender, and or sometimes I skip it to go to live right away. But I try to set them up in a way where they will do what I want them to do.
Yeah, I want to hear your things, your thoughts about the coaching side of basketball. We talked a little bit, but we are talking focused on players right now.
Yes.
So you are studying at university in basketball management, in sports management, but basketball management specialization. Yeah, and then sometimes it's happening because of, you know, our language is different. What are your advices for young aspiring basketball coaches? Like, what are advices to me? I want to be basketball coach in Alba Berlin, and I want to study at the same university with you.
One time, one coach told me that I was trying to get everything really quickly. Like, I was trying to coach with the first team, coach with the best youth team, get everything quick. Take your time. It's going to come if you work hard enough. I will go back to the same things, actually. Just focus on the basics, man. At the end, it's a game of reactions. The team that reacts faster on defense, like we were talking in transition defense, you were watching our practice. As soon as opponents are shooting, you will see us, the ears of our players yelling, hey, run back, or box out, or whatever. Like, we want them to react really quickly. The better your reactions are, the better you can play the game, and your reactions are only going to be better if you have good basics. So if I know how to do the basic footwork, if I know how to dribble the ball calmly, even if I'm under pressure, if I know how to defend one-on-one, if I know how to defend off the ball, focus on the basics, and then the complicated stuff will come. Honestly, you will not do the complicated stuff every day. You play team A this weekend, you do this complicated stuff against them. And then you play team B, you do other stuff, but the basics will stay against team A, against team B.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I heard that from someone, I don't remember clearly who was this guy, but he said the team coach and the player development coach are very different. You know better than me, the team coaches are controlling the team, but the player development coach, it's an individual thing.
Yes.
They are matching in the same building. It's called basics. You already said it. Maybe you want to add something new. What are the musts of basketball? What are the essentials of basketball for players, coaches, like anyone in this game?
Everyone needs to be able to shoot. Work on your shot. Don't start getting too far before your shot is good enough in close range. I think T-Mac, I watched a video of T-Mac once, he's saying that if your shot on the 3 points is different than your shot under the basket, then there's something that needs to be changed. Shot under the basket and from the 3 points line needs to be the same. Other things is like for guards, being able to handle the ball, but using the least amount of dribbles as possible, because no one likes anymore a player that does 100 dribbles to get themselves free. Look up so you can see your teammates. For bigs, work on finishing under the basket with contact, with balance. It's a team game, someone will help, if you create a higher percentage shot for your teammate, it's better than you taking a shot over two defenders.
Yeah, so thank you for joining, and actually thank you for having us here. By the way, we are with one of the best directors in the world, Hasan Kuyucu. Like, he's behind the camera right now. Thank you for, you know, shutting us, and thank you for having us here. Thank you for your answers, and thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you for your visit, and it was really nice having you and this interview.
Thank you. It was very fun, and have a good one in your career. Have a good season with Alba Berlin this season, and I hope, I wish everything goes well with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
In this episode, we are with Josep Jordi.
Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy. See you in next episode. Bye-bye.